We're going behind the walls right now. Brad and John, behind the prison walls. I
hear the train a coming. My sister, who celebrates her birthday today. I don't know if she's going to work, but she works behind the prison walls. So hello to my sister Karen and happy birthday. If she's going in today to Monroe, we love you.
Ooh, well, we got to ask her if they have this program at Monroe. We're going to go behind the walls of Clallam Bay this morning, where the guys are getting into honey.
Nope, I just shut the door. We're not doing that.
Yes, the story courtesy of the Peninsula Daily News, where now usually it's when we do these Brad and John behind the prison walls, it's to scare you straight. It's to tell you how bad things are back there, you know, in prison. You don't want to go behind the walls.
We've documented the food.
But Brad, this is
the dental care.
If you do go, if you are behind the walls, here's a little something that you can do. Here's something that you might find fun.
Something to pass the 23 and a half hours out of your cell.
You could be
or in your cell.
You could become a beekeeper. It says here in the Peninsula Daily News, offenders at the Clallam Bay Correctional Center are doing their part to help the declining bee populations and the environment. Hundreds of inmates want into the prison's beekeeping program.
They should call the inmates that stay the one little section of the prison where they work on the bees should be called the hive. That's where they all hive, you know, what they work.
Well, here's the problem. There's only room for 13 people to work
in the hive
on the beekeeping on their beekeeping certifications right now, and you got hundreds of inmates who want to get in there. Says a Clallam Bay prisoner, a prison counselor. The guys involved in the bee program have a reduction in infractions and negative behaviors because they have to maintain a certain standard to be a part of the bee program.
Got to be a bee student.
I don't have enough space for every offender who wants to be part of the bee program because there's hundreds. They all want to play with bees. Now, here's Jim. This Jim's an inmate. He works in the beekeeping program. He and the other inmates introduced 2 3-pound packages of bees to the prison. That's 10,000 bees per package.
Wow.
A 3-pound package has 10,000 bees.
I wonder, you know, if like there's somebody that's got a hit on them, they just bring a bunch of that bag of those bees in there, let them do their work.
Wait. You're not suggesting that they're turning these bees into weapons. They're weaponizing their bees in some way.
When you got that much time to think and a criminal mind, I bet you could.
They're training the bees to do bad things?
Maybe.
He said inmates learn
when the guard's not watching.
He says one of the things that they do is they learn to treat bees for health issues and learn about everything that bees do. He says, inmate Jim says, the prison has had up to 4 hives at one time, but right now they're only down to 1 because they lost a whole bunch of queens. The impact, he says, on the program on Jim has been really positive, Jim says. Being able to take care of another being, a creature, gives you an intense sense of purpose.
Sure it does.
Clallam.
Another heartbeat.
Clallam Bay is one of 11 prisons across the state that has a beekeeping program. I bet you they have it in Monroe. You got to ask your sister.
I will.
Jim says there have been ideas for what to do with the honey, including finding places to sell the prison honey.
Prison honey.
But for now, the honey has stayed within the facility.
With a name
would you
like
buy
that,
prison honey?
With a name like that, you know it would sell.
Prison
even,
honey?
Yeah, you know, even if they don't never went to read the rest of the label that says all this money goes to help out this and the prisoners benefit by the, they don't care. They just the name prison honey would sell.
So would you have the bees on the prison honey? Instead of the yellow jackets,
yeah, the stripes,
wear the prison stripes instead.
Yes, that's a marketing
genius. That'd be
genius.
Great. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they as they're flying,
and their wings got little cuffs on them.
Yeah, they got little cuffs on them, and as they're flying, they got little balls and chains.
Yes.
On them. I think the state needs to do this. They hope to eventually have 10 hives operating there in Port Angeles. So good luck to everyone. And there's a graduation ceremony. You can walk away as an apprentice beekeeper if you behave yourself there at Clallam Bay. Good luck to everybody involved in the prison beekeeping program there. Prison honey, that's a great idea. I think they ought to get that thing going.